This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Say us, I mean me, Doug Steffen. I mean her, Victoria Keelan. I mean her, Kara Schillen, yes. And Jennifer, who is under the weather again. She'll be better by Monday, I'm sure. Has the watch care of people who love her. One of the things, as I start this program every day, and I've already started, Victoria's starting now, but I think that it is important to give thanks for what you have that's good. And I am very thankful as I look upon, most of us look upon our blessings at this time of year, maybe more than we do during the rest of the year. But to have met Victoria, for example, this year is a very cool thing. And to have her on the program is
likewise.
Very cool. Yeah, well, thank you. So when I think about or reflect on the fact that this program has such a, or the, as it matures, it continues to change and reflect what's going on in the world of radio, the world of America, the world that we live in. It pleases me to know that this is one of the four longest running radio programs ever in the history of national or syndicated radio. And when you, it's a humbling thing to think about it, so maybe that's why I don't think about it. Okay, you're only as good as your work today. So let's get to work. The Siberian Express, which you are feeling in New York right now, Victoria, which Kara is feeling right now in Washington, which listeners are feeling in Florida, and pretty much every place else across the country, with the exception of California. That's it. Everybody else is in a cold spell. The snow is piling up. Matter of fact, three people were killed in a 40-car pileup yesterday afternoon in Michigan. Oh. The snowy conditions there, the blast of cold air, the Great Lakes are really... This storm is kind of stuck at the moment. It slowed down to a crawl and therefore will not get to us here on the East Coast until probably Saturday night, Sunday sometime. It won't have 2 feet of snow, but there are places right now that are under 2 feet of snow. And these winter weather advisories, hello, wait a minute, winter doesn't start till the 21st of December. What's the big idea? What are you doing to us?
Can we go back to the beginning of December when it was still like 60-something?
Oh, yeah, it's been great. November was the warmest
wonderful.
For a long time. Last December, you know, people say, oh, look at this, it's terrible, and we have global warming is causing the cold. Now it's not, it's the time of year. And there are anomalies that happen. It's not always going to be the same. Wouldn't it be horrible? I mean, we do have this thing that we call the rotation. The Earth goes around the sun every 365 and a quarter days. We have the moon that goes around our planet every 28 and a quarter days. And then you look out at not only what's in our solar system, but in this galaxy and all of the other planets. I mean, the world is so balanced. It's too bad we can't get it. We can't get it right because the world is balanced. And even if there seems to be an irregularity, if you understand the course of our historical emergence, that is the planet, these things have been going on and they will continue to go on long after we're gone. This planet has only seen, according to some scientific studies, about For depending on what you read, who you read, what you understand, this planet may have only, at this point in its existence, had 4% of its potential life and in the 4.5-5 billion years it's existed. So if you figure that out, and who knows, you know, these are people that we don't know what really happened when the, you know, the speculation is that out of nothing came everything.
Right.
And that goes back perhaps as far as 19 to 20 to 24 billion years. But how can we even imagine that? How can we think of nothing becoming something? Always in our experience, something comes out of something.
Right.
And so, you know, you look ahead. So if it's 5 billion years, let's say, is 4 to 5% of its life, so you multiply that times 20, and that would lead us to believe that the planet has 80 billion years of life and 75 billion left in
its
life. Well, yeah, what
it's
are you
a beautiful
be
planet. I mean,
well,
you know.
What are you going to be doing? What,
I would like
a
to
song
think
or something?
I'm going to be hanging around somewhere.
Yeah, doing something in
yeah.
some way, shape, or form in a spiritual sense.
Yeah.
So anyway, I just am reflective of how many silly stories I've seen in the past 14, 15 hours about this the polar vortex or the Montreal Express or whatever the heck you want to call it, and what people do. People, the first snowstorm of the season, let's get down to practicality. The first snowstorm of the season is always a disaster because people forget how to drive.
True.
And the roads are impassable or not, you know, properly cared for, or even if they are. There's this thing. The other morning when I was driving back to the studio from the house, it was 30 degrees. There was black ice on the highway in a few places. I felt it under the car. And so you just act accordingly. You use your head.
Did you swerve? Did you...
No, I just felt it a little. I have a four-wheel drive vehicle, so it better holds the road
right.
under those circumstances. And each wheel, the way the car is engineered, each wheel is on its own. So, excuse me, it can compensate, frankly, for what's going on the road. Sort of the next extension of the ABS brake system. That's what the ABS brake system was developed so that if you hit an ice patch, not all of the wheels would hold equally.
Mm-hmm.
There is a, if there's a something happening under the car, it reads that and lets the brake off on that wheel so that there isn't constant braking and you can better survive if you are driving in a controllable fashion. If the car is driving, if you're going too fast, you're not going to do anything to stop
right.
what the eventuality is. If you're on a patch of ice or snow or something, it's just not so. And that's what how all these crashes that happen, you'll see reports all weekend long from all over the Midwest and all over the East Coast of these crazy pileups, 40, 50, 60, 70. I remember last year, I think it was Pennsylvania Turnpike, which is a treacherous road, no matter
yes.
whether the road is good.
I've been on the Pennsylvania Turnpike. You're right. It is. And the trucks that go like 100 miles an hour, I mean, it's really scary.
And with black ice, the braking, like slamming on the brakes is one of the like
stupidest
worst things
you can do.
Right?
Yeah.
And then all of these, and I never understand how this happens every single year in the Midwest, because you would think, okay, if you're driving on the road and you can't see anything.
Well, they are, because we forget about it. We over the good weather.
Yeah,
you forget.
You see videos, because somehow it's like once the crash starts, people will be on the side and someone will take video, or a helicopter will have video of it. And it's like over and over again, people just slam into the back of each other, and everybody seems to be going like 75 miles an hour,
and
then
right.
they slam on the brakes, and then it makes it worse because
the thoughtlessness of people who are not—they're just thinking about themselves. I got to get there. I'm in a hurry, and that goes for sometimes the truck drivers. I get annoyed when I'm on roads like 76 because the drivers of these trucks who are getting to the next destination, they pass you, and with that comes all the slush and all of the trash and garbage that's on the road. And it, you know, you can be overpowered by the wind and the material that comes off of the truck.
Yeah, believe me, when I drive in the morning and there's not that many people around, those trucks, there's a lot of trucks out and they're going fast.
Yeah, they are, because there aren't a lot of people around. That's
mm-hmm.
why they're going fast, because they can. But, and that's okay if the road conditions are good, but if the road conditions are not good, every year you see, I have imprinted in my mind, and I bet everybody will remember this from a couple of three winters ago, there was a video of a FedEx truck going down a highway, and I think it was in Colorado, and the driver just loses it, and it was a tandem trailer. So it takes, he slides and takes the whole road with him, and you see the truck going down the road sideways with the two trailers and the tractor headed back until he gets to a bridge, and then just it crashes into the bridge because it can't fit through there. And that's a very vivid vivid way of reminding yourself that this time of year requires more time, more stability, more sensitivity. You need to be more responsible and not be selfish.
And just slow down. And you know what another huge problem is? And I know I sound like a grandma
another
here.
Another wreck in Lansing and Erie, Pennsylvania, by the way. My God.
And how many of those do you want to bet there were people texting while they're driving? Because that happens all the time. So if it's now that we're getting into the winter, please stop texting. It can wait.
We are heard in Perrysburg, the western part of New York, and I have a report from Perrysburg this morning that 4 inches of snow fell in 1 hour there last night. They have a foot, over a foot on the ground in Perrysburg. So anybody's got a weather report, why don't you follow us on Twitter? You can send info or comment at DJV Show, at On Air Victoria, at C. Shillin, at Doug Steffen, or send me an email if you want to do it the old way, Doug@DougSteffen.com. 18 minutes past the hour.
It's time for some straight talk. The big wireless companies charge a boatload for their superior network coverage. But guess what? Straight Talk uses the same cell towers, but you pay half the cost. Who knew? Well, now you do. And I do. So let's do something. It's time to switch to Straight Talk. Unlimited plans start at just $45 a month on America's largest, most dependable networks. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at StraightTalk.com.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches. Because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Lightning.
Hey, bud, your pal Lightning. I was just hanging out in the old Cloudaroo here. I thought I'd give you a call. I hope you're still not sore about that time I deep-fried your big-screen TV with that bolt. Yeah, I've been meaning to pay you back for that one, for sure. A little short on cash at the moment, but any day now. Yep. Well, anywho, talk later.
Lightning won't pay for the damage it causes. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance. Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit HatcherFoundation.org for more information.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep?
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom sleep gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredients diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Is there a stock market bubble in the making?
You need an early warning system for your investments because you work too hard to be surprised by your money. Now, guarding your wealth has never been easier. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping. It works for all accounts, whether you work with us or not. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.
And in this portion of each hour, we spend time on the DJV get-together with a musical focus, stories about musicians and their songs. And what more appropriate way to spend a few minutes than to go back to Mariah Carey's rockin' New Year's Eve performance with Ryan Seacrest. We were watching this as we climbed into bed on New Year's Eve, and Mariah was being interviewed by Ryan Seacrest, and she was kind of snarky with him, and he was trying to make the best of it, but she's a jerk. I used to like her a lot. I think she's a jerk.
Mm-hmm.
And so then she gets on to do the 3 songs that she promised and been paid to do, Auld Lang Syne, and then she sang Emotion and tried to sing We Belong Together. But she couldn't hear what was going on. So she says the producers sabotaged her. Now, what if she had any common sense at all, why would she even say that? What benefit would it be for them to mess up the largest audience that they have in the year?
This is
huge, huge, huge. Never mind the 1 million people that are in Times Square. There are 24, 25 million people in our country, plus 5 times that many watching around the world. So I'm thinking they were all talking about how much they rehearsed and all that wonderful stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But the way that she comes about to sort of justify her diva-ness, I guess she complained about the ear thing not working quite right, and they said it would be fine when she was on stage, and then it didn't work for whatever the reason. I find her insufferable now.
Yeah.
The way she... just, who the hell are you?
Exactly.
How do you lose touch with reality the point that she has.
Yeah. Well, she has no voice left. And the bottom line is Mariah's been pulling this stuff for years, and this just happened to be on the biggest stage now. My future sister-in-law saw her at Radio City Music Hall. She sang two songs and walked off the stage and left the concert because she said the sound was off. But she can't sing. She has no voice anymore. And so that's what she constantly does. She dances around it, makes excuses. Oh, they sabotaged me for ratings. Oh, Radio City's sound system wasn't up to the level that I deserve. I mean, that's what she literally said to the crowd. I mean, she's full of excuses. Now everyone's on to her.
Well, yeah, and it was so weird watching the video because, like, I am a huge fan of Mariah Carey's old stuff, and I know all the lyrics to all the songs, and watching, and she, like, it's like she doesn't know the lyrics. She doesn't know when to hop in and what to sing, and I was like, I could have popped in and sang the song.
Anyone in the crowd could have.
Yeah, and I mean, she essentially pointed her microphone at the audience and just said, oh, well, I'll let you guys sing, and her background dancers are going, and she's just walking around not doing anything.
It was an embarrassment. Yeah. It was an absolute embarrassment.
And the fact that people coddle, like, I don't know what Ryan was thinking to himself as this was all going on.
I wondered that too.
While she was giving him a hard time, I would have, who the hell do you think you are?
Yep. Well, I think she's pretty much a nobody at this point. Her reality show on E! Has tanked completely. No one watches it.
Well,
so,
she was taking shots at him. She said, when he said, what about your reality show? She looked at him and said, I told you not to call it a reality show.
Oh.
He just smiled. Get lost,
I think
lady.
He's someone you don't want to burn a bridge with right now.
No,
and
I think she
torched it to the ground.
Yeah. Yeah.
And even after her debacle of a performance, he even still tried to cover for her and said, "No, no matter what Mariah does, the fans all love it." That's so that he was very gracious about it. But
he's got a lot of class.
He does. Okay. I give him a lot of credit.
Yeah.
What
all right,
mess.
So not much for her. Next time her name comes up in the music news, let's ignore it because I don't want to give her the time of day. 28 after the hour with DJV here.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, many pet guardians would like to introduce a second pet into their home. They're just not aware of how to do it properly. The first and most important thing you need to do is always make sure that pet number one and pet number two have been to the veterinarian or up to date on their vaccinations. If at all possible, try to familiarize pet number one with the smell of pet number two and vice versa by using a stuffed animal and bringing the scent around. Also, if you're particularly concerned about your pet's reaction, make sure you introduce them on neutral territory. This way, there's no possessiveness. And very often there's battles over food when you bring a new pet into the household. My recommendation is definitely to feed each dog out of two dishes. This way you'll find that they'll be less possessive over their dishes as well. And make sure you spend plenty of time introducing them to people. Lots of times friends come over and they want to bypass the older pet for that new puppy or that new kitten. Make them stop. Make them play with the older pet first. This way, when they leave, everyone in the entire family can sit down and get along with each other. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Haynes, the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information for over 50 years, is now available in electronic format with Haynes Manuals Online. You get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manuals, but with added features including over 750 color photographs, color wiring diagrams, and videos to help you do the job right. They're formatted for all electronic devices, and over 180 car, truck, and motorcycle titles are now available. The new Haynes Manuals Online are now available at Haynes.com.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Oh, 2017 is in the offing. I'm Doug Steffen with Kara Schillen. And why do I put her before Victoria? You know what I do? C and V. It's in my mind. Seriously. When I was teaching English, it was one of the things that I remember saying to the students is, never confuse consonants and vowels, and always do things in order. And I don't know whether that sticks in my head or not. You know, I've done this before, Victoria. I think about this all the time. Victoria's last name, obviously, first name begins with a V. End of the alphabet. Kara begins with a C. And I wonder if my mind is that crazy. That's how I think. Stop trying to figure my mind out. Maybe that's the thing we ought to be working on for 2017, which I think will be a year to fall in love with all that we enjoy. Get close, get personal. get connected to somebody or something that's simple and sweet. I was thinking that over the weekend. Just do things day to day that are simple and sweet. Make time for something each day that is simple and sweet. You know, the old, what is that, Up Close and Personal? My friend Michael Harrison has a podcast, Up Close and Far Out. But things that are, that for the year will allow you to pay attention to what's important to you. Will you do that? Can you make, never mind all those other silly New Year's resolutions about losing weight, stop smoking, that's all nonsense, because it doesn't work. But if you really concentrate and forget about anything that's left over from 2016, you know, we know how 2016 was. There are people who are trying to convince you that the future is uncertain and full of unrest. Well, I don't know. I mean,
we don't know unless they have a crystal ball.
Right. Yeah. I mean, if you hold that thought, that's the way it's going to be, because right. Thoughts are things. If you hold for something different for you and for the planet, for example, the year is starting off very well for the stock market. The Dow is nearly level at 20,000. This is a strong bull market, the second longest running ever. So it speaks well as to whether people figured there wasn't going to be any negative impact from the last part of the Obama administration. New administration may do good things for money markets, but if it doesn't really make a difference per se. This is a wonderful ride. You look at some of the Wall Street gurus and what their predictions are. The rally keeps going. Maybe we had, 10% return, I think, this year. Somewhere between 5 and 10% is realistic from what I've read. There are a lot of people who are out there promoting various stocks, and that's okay. It's kind of fun to look at kinds of things that are out there. I've got to tell you, if I were investing on my own, I'd be asking a lot of questions about technology stocks. Even though, you know, Samsung had such a bad year because of the blowing up the phones, so mm-hmm. their washing machines and dryers blew up, I think I'd be investing in them because they're very well, they have lots of cash, and whether they're well organized or well run, they have a lot of good products.
Yes.
So, I mean, I would think that would be, there's another tech company called Broadcom. It looks pretty good, and the stock price.
I think Tesla's gonna have a really good year for 2017 as well.
Yeah.
So I think Samsung. I think you're right. Samsung had what I would consider to be a bad PR year, but
yes.
They didn't have a bad year in terms of their growth or anything else and their development.
No.
And
right.
You know, the Samsung, the Galaxy 8 that's going to come out this year is absolutely going to rival the iPhone 7 and may even be better. And when we see the actual tech results, it might be better. So I think that's a very smart bet, is to support Samsung.
The other thing in healthcare, if it looks to me, I think you can count on the healthcare market changing with the new president, how the law is altered. Remember, it's an insurance law, and people who were smart and realized that bought insurance stock, health insurance stock, and did very well with it over the past 7 years since the Affordable Health Care Act went into place. The healthcare stocks did very well. Now, the insurance company stocks did well.
Mm-hmm.
Now I think some of the healthcare stocks will do better, depending on a lot of the other things. Maybe not hospitals and that kind of thing. But companies, and not even drug companies, that are investing in your health and well-being. There are a lot of these natural food places, a lot of these companies that are doing, I mean, the millennial, the generation that's coming up is not buying things like we did. And I'm now a convert because we've changed the way we eat completely. And that's because you get conscious and you see how bad some of this stuff is. And it's so easy to understand how bad a lot of the conventional food is. Whether you get it at McDonald's or you get it at grocery stores that just sell cheap stuff, you read the label, that doesn't take much time. More and more people are so concerned and conscious of that. So I think that those are the kinds of things that are going to probably do pretty well this next year.
Food waste management is another area that I would say is going to have a big boom in 2017. It's been building and building, but I think that that's going to be handled more in the private sector. Mm-hmm. So I think that's going to be an area that you definitely would want to support. The other area, if I was buying stock, I would absolutely invest in internet security companies who are now going to have all these big contracts with hospitals, and like we were talking about the Vermont power grid having malware on it. These companies and hospitals too, and all of these sectors are going to have internet security, and that's a huge emerging field for 2017, I would predict.
Yep. I think you'll see, and with the interest rates going up, there'll be ways of investing very securely in 5 or 6% returns also. This is not a mutual, I'm not in business here. This is not Doug Steffen's stock tip. I'm not doing a show for CNBC, but I just am kind of nosing around, looking around at possibilities. I would also, although it'll turn a lot of people off, invest in anything that has to do with marijuana. I think that marijuana is going to, like it or not, for a while. Everything's going to trend up with it until it begins to have, it gets so popular, and the health benefits that are negative. Now, people say, well, why would you invest in something that's going to hurt people? The stuff is there. It's the education that goes along with it. I think medicinal marijuana will stay. I don't think anything's going to change with marijuana, other than the education that needs right. to be attached to it as to how to use it and where to use it and when to use it. I don't, my jaw drops every time I see the number of people who smoke this stuff. I have no interest in it whatsoever. But if somebody, it's a way, if you're going to use it, I would not invest. We were talking about this actually over the weekend, looking for stocks and looking for groups of stocks that are progressive, that invest these funds that invest in solar power and wind power mm-hmm. and responsible management of company and all that kind of stuff. You can find a lot of those, and some of those companies are so well run that they show tremendous potential and opportunity. So anyway, a couple of ideas. Biff, you got a couple of sports. Let's check on the bowl games, college football bowl games, and who's going to stay in and who's not going to stay in. I see there's a lot of focus on some of these players, and I'm not understanding quite what it is that they're that the problem is here. Why would players not want to play in bowl games?
Well, it's interesting. A lot of players, bowl games don't mean anything. Bowl games, college football games, are just basically a payday for the school. It's a money grab. It means nothing in your standings. And that's a big problem that a lot of people have with certain bowl games that teams get selected to go to, depending on your record. It's supposed to be based on your record. Sometimes it's more political than that. But a lot of players, this year especially, have opted to not play in the bowl game. And there's a lot of controversy on both ends. Now, on the one end, if you do play in the bowl game and you get injured and you're on your way to the NFL draft, then you may literally have just ruined your career. That might be the case, unfortunately, with Michigan's Jake Butt, who is one of the country's top tight ends, and he is a projected first-round pick. For a tight end, that's a big deal. Normally, it would be like a quarterback or a running back. But he suffered a major injury, a knee injury, that could literally cost him $20 million. So, because he played in a bowl game. So, it's a lot of players have said, I don't want to be unsupportive of my team, but I've got to focus on my future and my career, and I can't risk an injury like what Jake Butt went through. So, it's some people say it's a smart move. Other people say if you're still on the college team, you should be a player and you should suit up and support your teammates. But this is becoming a more and more of a big debate on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you don't want to ruin your draft
makes sense,
status.
Actually. That argument makes sense. It really does. All right, 44 past the hour. We'll check television news, including the passing of one of the favorites from MASH up next here.
The U.S. economy has been getting stronger, and home values have been increasing. This good economic news presents a unique financial opportunity for you. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Many of our clients have been taking cash out of their homes, a strategy that might work for you. The smart move is to refinance your mortgage right now with Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%. APR, 4.51%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how much we can lower your mortgage payment. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Here's your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Will Obamacare reduce benefits to seniors for health insurance? I'll be right back to give you that answer and more. Now that Obamacare, the Patient Protection and Affordable Health Care Act, is law, seniors can expect to see $500 billion, I didn't say million, I said billion, $500 billion to be cut from Medicare Advantage plans. That's right, those Humana plans, those Coventry Advantor plans, those Pacific plans that you all like so much that are zero premium or small premium plans are scheduled to see $500 billion in cuts as a result of the passage and implementation of PPACA. That's what senior citizens have to look forward to as part of the passage of Obamacare. If what I just said scares you or bothers you and you're chronologically challenged like I am, you can go to our website, americashealthcareadvocate.com. There's lots more information there. Once again, americashealthcareadvocate.com. That website, americashealthcareadvocate.com.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. If your IVC filter broke or caused organ damage, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-7907. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
All right, let's check some of the TV news. Remember William Christopher? If you don't remember his name, you remember Father Mulcahy from MASH. He's done a lot of other things over the years. He developed a small carcinoma and had been diagnosed about 18 months ago. Keep your eye on it. And so he'd been doing that, and the son said he'd been doing great until 2 or 3 weeks ago, and then he went right down like a rock. Lived in Pasadena, came from Illinois, was one of those character actors that benefited early on from exposure. A lot of these early shows did a great deal for the careers of people like this guy, Alan Alda, for heaven's sakes. You know, he really has become a household word and playing quite interesting roles in lots of different shows, including his head was blown off in Blacklist. But he had a continuing role until they got rid of him there. All right, so now there's a story, Victoria, from American Idol about Phil Phillips, one of the winners a couple of years ago. What's going on?
Well, he's suing 19 Entertainment, which is the company, if you ever see the credits on American Idol, that's the company, that's the production company that runs everything. And when you win American Idol, you win a contract with 19 Entertainment. And so he's suing them, saying that they've basically forced him to do a bunch of shows and gigs that he didn't want to do, and that they were the only ones that made money off of it. So he is accusing them of double dipping. And
bankrupt, he's never going to get anything anyway.
And that's the thing. When American Idol got canceled last April, 19 Entertainment filed for bankruptcy the same month. So I don't know what he would get out of them. I think he really just wants to get away from them. I think he wants to get out from under them, really. He can make his own money. He's been very successful on the road.
Good. All right, what's the best thing on TV tonight, do you think?
Ooh, two big things. Arnold Schwarzenegger makes his debut as the Celebrity Apprentice. And it's a brand new Bachelor. They go head-to-head tonight at 8.
So what time are they on at 8 o'clock against each
Both
other?
Both at 8 o'clock, okay. Yep.
All right, watch
Arnold.
That would be a good bet. Yep. The Apprentice coming back to NBC. 10 before the hour.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross. And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Joining me now is well-known. I say well-known instead of famous, even though she is kind of famous. But she's well-known because what she does is important and she's good at it. Maria Francesca Trilogy, who is a life coach. She is an astrologer. She uses a lot of different talents and has created something through a website called Spirit Mind Body Works. That's the name of the entity under which, in an umbrella fashion, she helps people understand what's going on in their lives. And that requires you to sort of be able to see a bit into the future, to use lots of different tools. Some of them are pretty reasonable, and some people would think some of your tools are not so reasonable, or at least they are kind of out of this world, if you know what I mean. And so we'll use these to look ahead. Astrologers are always being asked at the end of the year, well, what about next year? And I think that is a good place for us to start, because our nation is in an interesting place. What's our future like? You can tell astrologically what's going on with our country because we have a birth date. Important things for people to understand about astrology is, if you really want to, and I've said this on the air, Maria, many times, if you want to know somebody, then you get their chart, you find out when they were born, where they were born, what time, all that stuff, date, time, location. So where do you think what's going to happen this next year? What's your gut and your research tell you?
Well, when
we look at what is going on astrologically and the transits as the planets are moving around and creating change, we look a little bit more into a long term. So if we look at what's going on right now, and I'll give you a tiny bit of the astrology of it so people don't start getting confused, the planet Pluto, which brings an ideology of transformation, is in the sign of Capricorn. And what this is telling us is that there has been and will continue to be for the next, I would say, 3 years. So if we looked at it in that trajectory, we're coming to the end of a cycle of how the world has been run. And as we can see with this new president and this new energy, that this ending of a cycle is going to bring us some more unrest, some more collapsing of old ways of being, and introducing a new way. Is that new way going to bring us what we need as a nation? That is yet to be seen. So us as individual people who don't really have too much of a way of making change in the bigger picture, we have to look as individuals, what can we do to sustain our own personal lives within how these changes are happening? Now, there are new things coming in. We have seen definitely that with what's happening with the environment, people are very creative. They're looking for new ways to keep our planet in good shape within the structure of climate change. We're looking at what's going on financially and even in the world. There is goodness happening. People are becoming more and more creative because they are forced to do that. Do you understand that?
Yeah, right. We are. Things are changing. You've got to keep up with the times.
And I think we have to realize that with change, any kind of change, there is going to be a sense of insecurity. What do we do? How do we as people continue to live in the day-to-day? Who do we trust? How do we know, as we can see, there's this big new focus on the media and what's right and what's wrong and who's telling the truth and who isn't. So I think the individual person today in the world is going to become more and more and more powerful and important if we as individuals find a way to make decisions based on what we know in our own personal hearts to be true.
If people would like to get more from you as to how it applies to them, how do they reach out to you, Maria Trilogy?
Yes, Maria Francesca, TRILIEGI.com, all one word. And I would love to offer people from your show a special. So if they get in touch with me, my email, smbworks@earthlink.net, I will be glad to offer them something lovely.
All right, so smbworks@earthlink.net. Maria Francesca Trilogy here.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.